And I'm already beginning to feel the anointing just thinking about what we're doing here. We're going to continue to hear Brother Jason Hood. We heard part one of his message last week, When Lepers Start Moving. When Lepers Start Moving. What a unique title. We heard the first half last Monday. We're going to hear the second half tonight. Before we do, we just want to thank Brother Jacob Roseberry, who has been so diligent in helping us with our technology and uploading these messages into our conference call system. All right, let's go ahead and begin to listen to When Lepers Start Moving, Part 2. Praise God.
There are two places in the Old Testament the Bible talks about a person that was healed from leprosy. We don't find this theme often. But the first place is in the book of Numbers, chapter 12. We have Miriam and Aaron. And I won't get too far into it today, but they spoke against Moses. They begin to put their mouth on the man of God. And God, in order to show his great disapproval, he gave Miriam the worst thing possible to show her how much he detested what she had done. God smote her with leprosy. It was a spit in the face. It was God making it clear, you better be careful when you put your mouth on my man. You better be careful how you treat the man of God. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 5. We have another case here. The story of Naaman. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse number 1. This is a very powerful verse. Bible says, Now Naaman, captain of the hosts of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. All of these wonderful things we found out about him, but the last line says, but he was a leper. We could preach today easily from that thought, but he was a leper. It matters not what all you have going for you. If you're a leper, it does not matter. Matters not how much money you have in the bank. If you are a leper, it does not matter. But we step into the New Testament and we find different occasions where Jesus, God manifest in flesh, looked upon lepers with compassion. And time after time, we find Jesus healing them. Just as he later had compassion on all of us and gave his life for our sins. He even told his disciples when he sent them forth in the book of Matthew, chapter number 10, to cleanse the lepers. It was a part of his mission. I'm going to begin to do some things that have never been done. I'm going to begin to heal diseases and sicknesses that before were a death sentence. Now there's hope. Now there is a chance. Heal the lepers. When John the Baptist was in doubt as to who Jesus Christ was and who he should follow, you remember he made the statement, are you the one that should come, or do we look for another? Amen. Matthew chapter 11, one of the answers that Jesus sent back to him, amen, was to let him know that the lepers are cleansed. And when you begin to look at our text in light of the fact that leprosy was such a deadly disease, and light of the fact that this disease is likened unto sin, it begins to take on more meaning and gravity. Let's look at this in detail. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. I'm not going to be a long time today. It says, It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, talking about Jesus, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. Notice this. It was not one man, but there were 10 men. All of these men were lepers. Why? Because lepers hang out with other lepers. Lepers don't hang out with the regular common person. Lepers did not sit down and eat dinner with the governor. No. Lepers were separated. Lepers hung out with lepers. Now, I got to be evangelistic here, brother Brendan. My God, have mercy. But this just came to me here today. I get concerned when I see saints of God claim the Holy Ghost, claim a walk with God and a relationship with God. I'm not talking about being a witness. I'm not talking about trying to help evangelize people. We have to do that. But let me say this. Be careful when you get really, really, really tight. And you're hanging in a, you're hanging out and you're kicking it with folks that are just, they've shown no interest, no sign whatsoever of being interested in living for God and serving God. They're not interested in church. They've made it clear to you, but you still want to hang tight with them. You better be careful because leprosy is contagious. And evil communications still corrupt good manners. Doesn't say good manners went over evil communications. Be careful. Be careful who you hang with. Be careful who you run with. Because lepers hang out with lepers. These 10 men are here. Jesus comes into the village. And the Bible says they're standing afar off. There is a distance between them and Jesus. Because that's just the way it works. When there's sin in your life, there is a gulf fix. There is a separation between you and God. They stand afar off. And the Bible says they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. The first order of business for a person that is a leper, the first order of business for a person that is a sinner is to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Because if you don't realize you have leprosy, if you don't realize that you need help and you need mercy, you're not going to reach out and cry out to God. Bible says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they began to make their way to the priests by faith in what Jesus had just told them, they could have stopped and said, wait a minute, no, I need you to touch me. I need you to lay your hand on me. I need you to speak something to me. He had already spoken. He said, just go and show yourself to the priest. I don't know if it was the third step, the fourth step. I don't know if it was when they got within eyesight of the priest. I don't know where it was, but somewhere along the way, as they begin to move forward, as they begin to progress toward the priest, the Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. As they made their move toward the priest, God touched them. My thought today and my message is very simple today. If you are a leper, if you are a sinner, first of all, you're in the right place. At the right time. Secondly, it's not God knows where I am. And when he gets ready for me, he's going to reach down and touch me. How many times have I heard that one? God knows my heart. He knows I really do love him. And one of these days, he's going to move on me. And one of these days, he's going to draw me. The ball is not in God's court. The ball is in our court. And if we want God to touch us, if we want God to heal us and cleanse us of our leprosy, if we want God to forgive us of our sin, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if we want healing, if we want to be cleansed from this disease that is threatening to destroy us, amen, there's got to be a step of faith on our part where we're willing to step out and move and make our way. When the leper starts moving, that's when God starts moving. When the leper takes a step, that's when God takes a step. When the leper says, hey, I'm sick and tired of this disease. It's killing me from the inside out. There's got to be a remedy. There's got to be hope. There's got to be a chance for me. When you begin to make your move, that's when God will touch you. But if you choose to sit on the seat of do nothing and waiting around and waffling back and forth and indecision, I don't know if this is right for me. And I don't know if I really want to get involved in this. And this may be for that person. And for, but I don't. I, as long as you stay in that place, that leprosy is continuing to spread. That leprosy is continuing to eat your spiritual man piecemeal. But when you begin to make that move, and that move is a move of faith. You've got to believe. You've got to believe that God will have mercy on you. You've got to believe that God will forgive you. You've got to believe that God loves you. And you make that move of faith, and you begin to repent of your sins. The greatest thing a person can do is to repent of their sins and say, God, I am sorry. I don't want to live this way anymore. I'm through with sin. When you make that move, that's when God begins to move. That's when God meets you where you are. Many times, amen, we can rush to get folks to speak in tongues. Many times we can rush to lay hands on them and shake them and come on, come on, come on, come on. And we have not even taken 5 seconds to find out if they even know what repentance is. We have not taken 5 seconds to find out if they've turned from their sin. For all we know, they might have, well. Repentance is important. That's when the leper moves, is when they repent. That's when they begin to move. And we can shake, we can roll them in the floor, we can spit on them, we can pick them up and hold them and squeeze them. If they don't repent, they may say something because of the noise around them, but if they don't repent, they're not going. I know you. Some of y'all don't like what I'm saying. It's okay. It's still true. If they don't repent, they're not going to receive the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother Sanders, I'm all for praying for people. I'm all for laying hands on people. But I want to know, have you turned from your sins? Are you through with the sin business? Do you even know what repentance is? Or are we just praying for show? Are we just trying to get folks to... This is not the direction I plan to take here today, but this is where we are. When lepers begin to move, that's when God says, okay, you got my attention now. Lepers begin to move, that's when God moves. That's when the heavens begin to rejoice. The Bible says there's joy in the presence of the angels of heaven over one sinner, over one leper, you could say, that repents. Doesn't matter how low you've gone. Doesn't matter the sin you've been involved in. If you're willing to make that move, doesn't matter how long you've been involved in it, if you're willing to make that step, as you're moving, God will cleanse you. As you're moving, God will touch you. Doesn't matter how high you are. You may not be the lowest of the low, as we like to say. You may be like Naaman. But until you make that move, you're still a leper. Let me hurry here today. 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. Verse number 3. Bible says, and there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate. Notice this. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? They knew if we don't do something about our situation, we're going to die. This leprosy is going to kill us. Why do we sit here? I got a question for you, sir, ma'am, friend of the church. Why do you sit in your sin until you die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come and let us fall into the hosts of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. In other words, they say, we don't have anything to lose. You don't have anything to lose by repenting of your sins. Except for maybe your sins. You don't have anything to lose by getting involved in church. You don't have anything to lose by getting connected with God and with some people that love you and love God and can help you. What do you have to lose? What is it going to take away from your life that's so important, that's so needful and so necessary? They said, man, we've got nothing to lose. Notice this, verse 5, and they rose in the twilight to go. They began to make a move unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. Why? For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. When they start moving, those four decrepit, leprous men, they started slowly trudging to the camp of the Syrians, barely putting one foot in front of the other, weakened. When they started moving, it's like God put a heavenly microphone to their feet and turned the amplifier up real loud, right where the Syrians could hear it, And they said, man, you hear that? It sounds like the noise of many chariots. It sounds like the noise of many horsemen. What in the world? They some kind of way, they've hired out and they got some other kings to come and help them. We better get out of here while we still can. And if they could see, way down the road were four men, probably holding each other up. But when they started moving, God said, okay, they're going to move, I'm going to move. I wish somebody could hear what I'm saying. When they started moving, God said, I'm going to move now because they've got up. I wish to God there'd be somebody in this place that would finally make up your mind. I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm tired of just being associated with the church. I'm tired of just coming around every once in a while. I've got to make a move today. I've got to make a move toward God so he can move in my life. Amen. Verse number 7. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, left their tents. They were so scared, the Bible says, and their horses. Now, you know, if you're thinking rationally, I can move better on a horse than I can on 2 feet. But they were so afraid, they left the horses tied up at the hitch rail and they just took off running. Because four lepers started moving. And when these lepers, verse 8, came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, something they hadn't done in a long time. They're eating and drinking and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it. And came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Stand to your feet here today. They got material blessings they hadn't even counted on. Are you hearing me today? I know we're standing, but are you hearing me? God blessed them materially with things that they never even entered to their mind. But because they moved. I'm not telling you if you serve God that God's going to make you a millionaire. That's not what I'm saying today. But I tell you what, it sure does help to be in the favor of God. It sure does help to be serving God and having your prayers answered and things happen in your life, because no matter what, you're going to have situations. And it makes all the difference when you can go and say, Lord, this is what I'm facing. This is what I'm dealing with. And he can bless. He can give silver. He can give gold. He can give raiment. He can give prosperity. But it starts when you begin to make that move. I'm going to ask you again today. And I want to be very clear. I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but at the same time, I feel like God wants to put somebody on the spot. When are you going to make a move? When? We love you. God loves you. But when are you going to step out? Not only physically from your pew, but I'm talking about in your mind. in your heart where you settle some things, where you make it up. You know what? I might as well just go all the way with this thing. I can't just keep. When are you going to make that move, sir? When are you going to make that move, ma'am? God is waiting on you. And when you start moving, when lepers start moving, that's when they're cleansed. That's when they're washed. Why don't you make your move here today and let Jesus cleanse you of your sins? Let him come on the inside through the power of the Holy Ghost. He's got great things in store for you. Your future is bright. Things are already looking up. As soon as you take that step of faith, things immediately at that point begin to look up for you. Come on. Why don't you make that move today? Why don't you make that move today? If you're a leper, if you're a sinner. I know it's not politically correct or whatever the term is to say that, but if you are a sinner and you don't mind being real and being honest, why don't you make that move today? Come on, church, help me pray. Help me pray. Help me pray. Come on, church. Somebody reach out to God. Somebody lift your voice. Somebody say, you know what? Today's the day. I've been in the valley of decision for a long time. Today I'm going all the way. I'm going to forget about tomorrow and next week and what could happen and what others might think. But today I'm going to make a move. Come on, God's drawing somebody. God's reaching for somebody. God's calling somebody. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit there until you die? Are you going to sit there and let leprosy destroy your soul? Come on, sin is crippling. Sin is damning. Sin is ugly. Come on, let's pray for just a minute here. Let's reach out for just a minute here. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, that's it. Come on, come on. Are there 10 lepers here? Are there 5 lepers? Are there 4, 3, 2? Is there one person? But I say, I'm making a move. I'm making a move. I make my choice. And I'm going all the way. Come on, there's a good presence of God here today. There's a good presence of God here today. Cleanse me of my leprosy, Master. Master, have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, yes.
Going all the way with the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, everyone, what a message we heard tonight when lepers move. And one of the first things he talked about was a great man by the name of Naaman in the Old Testament who was a leper. He was a great man, but he was a leper, he said. He also talked about when lepers move, God moves. When a leper moves, God moves. Even though someone has sin or a situation in their life that they cannot control, they cannot heal or fix, all they got to do is take a step of faith and the Lord will move. And one thing I thought toward the end was, this is not just for the sinner. Sure, we can think this is for the sinner, for the backslider, but it's not just for a sinner or a backslider. It's for everyone. Sometimes it's the wrong mindset, it's the wrong attitude that we have, or not having the right type of faith. Hey, the Lord wants to help us with every type of leprosy. Praise God. And as we were hearing Brother Jason Hood, at towards the end, you started to hear a sweet voice begin to sing. And that was the voice of Sister Carmen Hood, who was singing. And again, what a blessing they were when they were both alive. But even now, in death, as they have passed away to be with the Lord, but yet we are still blessed by their ministry and their anointing. Praise God. I also want to make comment that someone actually texted me last week asking, and they don't even go to our church. I believe some of their family comes to our church, but they asked, can I get a recording, a copy of this recording? It impacted them. I believe they wanted it for them and their family. And I let them know, yes, they can go to our website at truthchurch.net, and you can download this message as well as what we heard last week. So if anyone is interested, you can go to our website at truthchurch.net, where you can go ahead and listen to any of these messages from Brother Jason Hood. Again, thank you everyone for joining us, and please remember about our fasting commitments until tomorrow at dinner time, and we look forward to see everyone at church on Wednesday night. God bless all of you, in Jesus' name. Amen.